Because of old Joe's big sit-down with ABC's George Snuffleupagus, which was designed to mitigate the damage that he caused to his campaign, to his administration, to the Democrat Party, and to the media, only made the situation far worse because by that time he basically forgot that there even was a debate. His campaign decided now to have him phone in to MSNBC's Morning Joe with Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski for a fake interview where they just asked him pre-planned questions and allowed him to read his answers off of a script.
The American public is not going to move away from me as the average voter. And again, I'm here for two reasons, pal. One, to rebuild the economy for hardworking middle-class people, give everybody a shot. Just a straight shot. Everybody gets a fair chance, number one. Number two, remember all this talk about how I don't have the black support? Come on, give me a break. Come with me. Watch. Watch. I'm getting so frustrated by the elite. Now, I'm not talking about you guys, but about the elite in the party who they know so much more. But if any of these guys don't think I should run against me, go ahead, announce the president. Challenge me in the convention.
I'll get into the pickle that the Democrats find themselves in a moment, because at this point, there's a coup going on behind the scenes, and they're trying to figure out which path has the least chance of leading them to ruin. But first, please continue trying to read from your notes, old Joe.
Nobody said anything except me and the folks out there in the local race. You know, they said, I did nothing to stop Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In fact, he said, I think I encouraged Russia from going. I think he encouraged Russia going in. I mean, you know, I'm reading from a list of lies. First of all, he was made up quotes, suckers and losers. I was with him. He called Americans.
Okay. At this point, I know it's not even funny, it's really sad, but it is enjoyable to watch the liberal media pretend like they were duped by the Biden administration, and they were just shocked by how absolutely mentally incompetent he is.
72% of voters say that they believe President Biden is too old. That's according to CNN's most recent polling. Voters have been saying this for quite a long time. The reality is that the Democratic elites are mostly late to acknowledge these age and ability issues compared to the rest of the public. The elites have been forced to reckon with it after the debate just 11 days ago.
Those pesky and unscrupulous Democrat elites even tricked all of the experts over at CNN this whole time. But don't worry, because now they're fully wide awake and even showing clips of old Joe in their full context and not even gaslighting their audience about what they're seeing and hearing.
Look at my career. I've not had many of those nights. It was a terrible night, and I really regret it happened. But the fact of the matter is, how can you assure you're going to be on you know, faith that can intervene on your way to go to, you know, work tomorrow? Age wasn't, you know, the idea, I'm too old.
The fact of the matter is, how can you assure you're going to be out on, you know, on your way to go, you know, work tomorrow? Age wasn't, you know, the idea that I'm too old. Keep in mind, that soundbite is supposed to be reassuring to those Democratic supporters who have gone wobbly. Many Democratic officials with whom I've spoken are worried that President Biden and his family and his inner circle appear to be in complete denial, not just about whatever might be wrong with him, but the state of his candidacy.
But don't worry, folks, you can trust CNN to give you nothing but the facts, as they have been this whole time. So the Democrat Party has broken into three different factions. One wants to keep old Joe in as the nominee and pretend like nothing happened and everything's just fine and protect him the best they can. Try to win the media back over to his side and then just inch him along, hoping that he makes it to the finish line in November and then somehow defeats Donald Trump. The second faction wants him to step down and then endorse Kamala Harris. But everybody in the Democrat Party knows that she is even dumber than him, despite his dementia, and far less likable. The third faction wants old Joe to step down and then wants the delegates or wants old Joe to endorse Gavin Newsom as the new head of the party so that he can go face-to-face against Donald Trump, which actually would be the least best option for us because he would still likely pose a formidable opponent against Donald Trump, although the party would be in complete chaos. They would have a fresh new face, a slick-talking servant of Satan from California who would re-energize the party that's currently in shambles. None of these options are good for the Democrats. They all have tremendous risks and tremendous downsides. So you're seeing people align their loyalties now, and it is fantastic. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is standing with old Joe.
Has spoken to the president over the weekend. I have spoken with him extensively. He made clear then, and he has made clear since, that he is in this race. The matter is closed. He had reiterated that this morning. He has reiterated that to the public. Joe Biden is our nominee. He is not leaving this race. He is in this race, and I support him.
So does Congressman Jamie Ratskin, who was on the January 6th committee.
Do you think that Biden should remain as your party's nominee?
Well, he's definitely the nominee. There's no doubt about it. And he already won the nomination. So if there were to be any change, it would have to come from him.
Yeah, but what do you think? I mean, do you think he should step aside?
Well, you know, I don't have anything further to help illuminate the situation at this point. I think that, you know,
the Democrat Party is screwed no matter what they do at this point, so I really don't have any idea what we're going to do. Whoopi Goldberg, one of the old bags over on The View, is standing by old Joe, even if he has problems. How shall I say this? I'll just let her explain.
I'm just going to add my two cents because I wasn't here on the day that y'all talked about it. I don't care if he's pooped his pants. I don't care if he can't put a sentence together. Show me he can't do the job, and then I'll say, okay, maybe it's time to go.
Obviously, ma'am, you didn't see the debate, and you didn't see his sit-down interview with George Snuffleupagus, where he didn't remember whether or not he reviewed his performance at the debate, and you obviously didn't see him yesterday phoning in and trying to read a script on MSNBC. And every day, the Democrats just keep digging themselves deeper and deeper, and everybody has been calling for old Joe to have a press conference and actually face some questions. I mean, even before the debate, we've all seen him come out and read a few minutes on the teleprompter and then turn around and walk away, not answer any questions. And so now, we might finally have our dreams come true, and old Joe may actually answer questions from the media live on television.
After that, the president will hold a press conference. I guess a big boy press conference is what we're calling it, and take some questions from y'all.
He's going to put on his big boy pants, and he's going to come out, and he's going to have a big boy press conference. And by the way, in case you're wondering, this is a real clip. I know it's getting hard to tell with all the deepfakes and people cloning people's voices and using face swaps in order to make hilarious memes, but that is really what he said, a big boy press conference. And this guy, historian Alan Lichtman, has a formula involving 13 different keys that he has come up with that has been very accurate in predicting who wins elections. He has accurately predicted 9 out of the last 10 presidents using his formula of the 13 keys, which I'll get into in detail in a later video. But he has looked at this situation, all the possibilities, the different factions in the Democrat Party, and he says, according to his formula, that the best situation would be for them to actually keep old Joe in and not have him step down, not have him swapped out for Kamala Harris or Gavin Newsom or anybody else. But like I said, there's no easy answers for them because every time old Joe steps out in front of a camera and doesn't have a teleprompter there in front of him, he makes a complete fool of himself. And he's not going to be able to get through the next 4 months without doing at least a dozen more interviews. And so they really have no idea what to do. It was just 1 month ago that the Wall Street Journal did an in-depth report into old Joe's obvious declining mental state and said that a lot of people in his inner circle obviously knew what was going on, but were trying to keep it under wraps. And then the liberal media completely melted down over that report. And then all of the Sinclair broadcast television stations, which own just dozens and dozens of local television broadcast affiliates, ran the story. And it's a conservative-leaning media company that caused them to completely melt down even more.
But Sinclair, they didn't do any original reporting. They didn't follow up. They didn't do any work. They didn't do any of their homework at all. They just ate it up, and then they regurgitated what the Wall Street Journal said. That's the worst form of so-called journalism out there. It's not really news at all, and that's my biggest complaint about them. They said this could be an election decider. Joe Biden's age. Well, that's true. if the media obsesses over it and ignores Trump's flaws. That'll be true if the media puts its fist on the scale.
Actually, little Brian, it's not about his age. It's about his rapidly declining mental faculties. And the media has been engaged in a cover-up for years. And then the American people realize the emperor has no clothes because it's hard to cover up what somebody says during a live 90-minute debate broadcast across the entire country. And it turns out that the conspiracy theorists were right again, which is why I sell a conspiracy theorist for right shirt from my online store at markdice.com. So head on over there or click the link in the description below and check them out.